that says that stated that the Lord's pastimes in Vrindavan and Dwarka are passing through the universe, just as the sun passes over the face of the earth.
Very good.
So, and each time they're the same pastimes beginning from his birth up to Moshala Leela, they're the same each time.
No.
No? They're different in different universes?
Varieties.
So that means that we just get a glimpse of
Hare Krishna. Yeah. Krishna is unlimited. His pastimes are unlimited.
Should I be permitted to take a Bengali class of 1 hour daily in the Bhaktivedanta book trust room for foreign and Indian, as also Indian boys?
You are interested in learning Bengali?
Yes, yeah, some of them are interested.
Yeah.
I think they should learn Bengali well to go through the books written in original. Abhinandas Thakur and Srinivas Kavi Goswami, they would learn, then they would be able to understand the Siddhanta very well.
We are presenting them in English.
If the Lord's pastimes are, they're manifested differently. Are they manifested the same in each, in one universe? In this universe, are they the same, or are they different every time? In other words, is the Srimad Bhagavatam a history of what took place once, and then it'll be different next time? Or the...
That is not different. Each of them are identical.
But there are new ones also, new pastimes?
Everything, identical. This grass grown here and this grass grown there, there may be some difference, but they are identical.
I think it was J. Bruce Long, Cornell University, very respected university.
Oh. And what he is there?
Professor of Asian Studies.
Oh.
Chaitiraj says that he's considered one of the authorities.
Of Indian?
Yes.
In the lodge?
Yes. And he is... His reviews are published extensively in various journals.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to try to get this review published also.
Charity box telecounted?
Yes, telecounted.
So, how much it is? So you write separately?
Yes,
sir. And it is sent to the bank?
Yes.
And would it start selling, Prasad?
It's collecting 60 rupees.
And book?
And book, 90 rupees.
So that all differently. What is the self perceived and the prasad?
During the week it's about 60 to 80 rupees, and at the weekends over 100 rupees. Mm. At weekends there are far more people coming to the temple from Delhi.
So, average 80 rupees. Mm. So, you are purchasing ghee, 4 kilos or more.
Now we've stopped that.
Huh?
Now we've stopped. We've reduced the quantity.
Why are you purchasing more?
Well, we were purchasing because the ghee was being used in all the preparations, in all the vegetable preparations.
That's all right.
Yes.
So what is the price of 4 kilos?
88 rupees.
Huh?
88 rupees.
So you collect only the ghee price, and what about others? Other atar and sugar and so many things. That means you are spending 100 rupees in the kitchen dip, but you are collecting 80 rupees. The 20 rupees lost. So what is the business? What you are spending, you must collect also.
Yes.
Balance you are eating.
A few days ago, a devotee donated 300 rupees to the deities.
Donated, that is all right.
Mm.
I'm talking of the business.
I see.
Donated, I may donate 3,000. That is a different thing.
Mm.
But from practical point of view, you are spending 100 rupees per day and you are collecting 80 rupees.
So we should only make what we...
You should only you do not know
yes.
what you are doing. That is my point. You do not know what you are doing.
Well, no, the point is we want to keep a good standard of prasadam. So one day...
That's all a good standard, yes. But you must collect good standard also.
Mm.
Spend good standard and collect bad standard. What is it?
Mm.
But there is a great demand for prasadam.
Hmm.
Great demand for prasadam.
So why you are not making more and sell?
Hmm. No, during the week, there's not so many people. Like yesterday, Patita Pavna was explaining that there was prasadam left over.
So you should know, you should have experience when it is demanded more.
Yes. That we know. We know that demand is at the weekends, and there's also some special festivals. So we make more prasadam for these occasions.
There is another great demand for photos. Almost everyone asks for photos of the deities of the temple and of other places also. They have the temples and deities. Actually, everyone asks for photos, nice photos.
So, why are they not printed?
There is a good sale of photos, I think.
Of temple?
Of this temple, of the temple, of ISKCON's temple, of temple, all over water. It may be supplied to the good sale of
temple. So Bhagava has taken many good shots of the deities on color film.
Mm.
And Gopal Krishna informed me that we should print postcard size photos of the deities and sell them for 50 pais each. So that Gopal Krishna is arranging for. And for prasadam will go on increasing, because one doctor came to our temple and informed us that at Bankhi Bihari Mandir, because they've been giving out old prasadam, selling old prasadam, which is not in accordance with the health safety rules. They're going to take away that privilege of selling prasadam from Banki Bihari temple.
So you don't do that. You prepare and sell fresh.
Yes.
Don't prepare more what is required. Mm. That pulleys?
Yes, they brought two wheels.
You fixed up?
They're fixing today.
Hmm. You know
started
how to fix?
Work. Yes, huh? They know how to fix.
You know, one bamboo, you just crosswise fix up, and then in the middle. Rope should come through one pulley first, then the second pulley. Then it will not go out. Mm.
The ringing also will be nice.
Hmm?
By the pulley system, ringing will be nice.
Yes.
Nice.
So you see, you fix it up nicely. Chidananda says they are purchasing vegetable fruits 125, but you have increased 195.
The devotees' prasad? Devotees' boga?
Devotees are daily, they are purchasing 125, but you said no, it must be more. And the banana is rotting. Why do you purchase more?
No, I allotted 5 rupees per person.
That rupees must be spent.
No, no, it must be spent. No.
Because 5 is allotted, then it must be spent. Never mind, the fruits are rotten. What is this intelligence? To save money or to squander it? That is your policy.
So, when you told Smarahari to purchase in quantity, the first thing he purchased was bananas.
Because he is monkey, he wants banana. Very nice.
See, Srila Prabhupada, yesterday we fasted in the morning, and because it was a Kadashi, there were extra bananas bought for yesterday morning, and they weren't used, so there are some left over. This is
why some left over?
Well, because they weren't used yesterday morning.
They want, but why it is left over?
They were saved for this morning to save money, Srila Prabhupada. Rather than eat a lot of bananas yesterday afternoon, they were saved for this morning.
When it is required, you can purchase. But I understand that you purchase more and it is left over. Don't squander money. Atyahara prayasasta prajalpaniya. Atyahara, to eat more, to collect more. They are against bhakti principle. And why they are going twice in the market?
Because sometimes Daiva Shakti, she does not give her list.
That's all right. Does not give list, they don't bring. Everyone must supply list in the evening and once to see.
I will take
it. Yeah.
not that. Deva Shakti gives one list, you have to go. What is it? Everything purchased in the morning, that's all. And rice, dal, atta, ghee for 15 days.
Yes.
Only the raw fruits and vegetables should be purchased every morning, that's all.
So Vishwambar is going this morning to grain merchants. Mm-hmm. To arrange. Vishwambar is going to arrange that today.
Mm,
to purchase for 15 days.
Any shopkeeper will supply.
Oh, yes.
15 days they will bring at your home and you pay fortnightly.
For what? Should not the temple be kept open earlier than 6 o'clock in the afternoon? Many people are getting
6 o'clock?
Yes.
Huh?
6 o'clock. The temple is going to open in the afternoon. The
temple
6
opens at 4 o'clock.
No, temple,
the door,
more,
the
temple
gates,
I see Mandir.
Huh? The gates open at 4 o'clock and the doors open at 5:15 for Aarti. Aarti is at 5:15.
5:15 means 6 because you are very. Expired.
Six, I find it open.
No, time always is 5:15.
Not okay. Earlier than 5:30. I find.
No, it's 5:15.
You're saying wrong. It's 5:15 every day.
It's 5:15.
It's never late. Right.
No, why not 5? Why 5:15?
Mm. All right.
Make it 5.
Yes.
Your signboard is 5. Why you make 5:15? Everything should be on routine, strictly.
But the main gates are open to the public at 4 o'clock.
That's right. Yes. They can wait on the corridor. So I wanted Pranab to speak, but he's not interested. What I can do? I told you that you read books and speak, try to preach. Yes? Did I not say? Did I not say to you that you and Dixit study together and understand?
Immediately on the very same day, next day I was asked to leave, so I have left. And
you have left forever?
No.
Then?
I can never leave.
That's all right. Then why don't you do that business? In the evening, 4 o'clock, you can speak. The whole day you can read and reproduce in the 4 o'clock. Then you'll understand what is the philosophy. If you simply reproduce what is written there in the book, you become preacher. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna pole. We haven't got to manufacture anything.
Now, since you have asked me, I have got one request and I ask you. Yesterday my wife went for Sankirtan and the mic was stopped in the middle, so she felt little, but I said, since we have to make Kirtan, Prabhupada
Maharaj, the mic was stopped?
Like it and you should go on.
Hmm?
So if your kind permission is there, she will continue.
In what
otherwise
way
she
was, it, was the microphone stopped? What
yes,
do you mean?
It was stopped for some time, then she again opened.
That mic stops sometimes, that is another
thing. It stopped.
Not that purposely.
And especially at the time of that Tulsi Aarti also. Because somebody may not have liked that she should come. Or
who stopped your wife from singing?
Yes, I don't know.
No, you have to say.
You have to tell.
Okay,
you have to say.
I'll find out. And
you find out.
I didn't come. She came at that time only. In the morning time, the mic is not also is not allowed to use. I think it is the best.
No, unless there is crowd, don't use the mic.
But in morning time, it might
morning or evening, unless there is crowd, what is the use of using mic?
For broadcasting outside.
No.
With the help of my.
No. When there is crowd, you use mic. That's how he's doing.
Huh? Mr. Chavan.
Huh?
Now he's sitting at the reception desk in the morning. And Nani Bairam.
What is the reception? Who is coming?
Some people are always coming. They're inquiring about the guest house, about life membership. And Nani Bairam, he's been instructing him how to inform the people about membership and about the guest rooms. Actually, Rajasab, he keeps an hotel in Madhya Pradesh. He has his own hotel business.
So he can manage?
He's quite experienced, yes.
Then
there's no need for added expense of getting someone from outside.
No, he can manage. That's nice.
Yes. Otherwise, I'm sure such a person would simply try to cheat us.
Yeah.
And he's quite prepared to do that service for us too.
All right, let him do that. Now bring guests.
Yes. So Tejas, he's prepared some ads for the Delhi newspapers.
What is ad?
Advertising.
I know that.
And we've also prepared signs.
How much do you spend on ads?
100 rupees.
Huh?
100 rupees.
For advertisement?
Yes.
What is the subject matter?
He made a design of the front of the temple. And he put underneath, come and stay at the Krishna Balaram Ashram for...
Temple, not ashram.
And become enlightened with transcendental knowledge. Something like that. He's explaining briefly.
What does he know? He'll explain. He's explained. What does he know? He'll explain.
Tejas has written.
No. The Rajasab.
Oh, Rajasab.
Rajasab, what does he know? About our philosophy?
Well, Nani Bairam is there to guide him. And he's reading every day also. He's got our books.
Then it is all right.
And he's reading every day without fail. In fact, he was asking for more books, and I said, first of all, you read all these books I've given you. Then I supply you more.
Yeah.
So he spends at least 3 or 4 hours a day reading in his room.
That's cool. To read Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion, then Srimad Bhagavad, then Chaitanya Charita. For books, you want to become member from Jaipur. How to say?
Then I will start because I've shifted.
All right.
So I'll arrange.
beautiful. He comes every night at Artik for 9 o'clock Artik.
I'm calling. I want to talk to you.